Ellen White's Comments on the Value of Organization, as reported by W.C. White. St. Helena, California, August 3, 1914. Ellen White, Comments on the Value of Organization by Chrysler, as reported by W.C. White. Dear Brother Chrysler, this morning Mother seemed to be quite strong, and she asked if there was anything needing her attention. Then I told her of the manuscript you had prepared on the value of organization, which has a bearing on the relationship of the Madison School to the organized work of the Seventh-day Adventist denomination. Mother said she would be pleased to have me read it to her, and we read the first 26 pages. Page references refer to the working manuscript, not the printed pamphlet. No copies of the draft document are known to have been preserved. When we reached page 12, lines 8 to 4 from the bottom, Mother said, "This should be repeated and emphasized." Page 13, lines 5 and 6, "That is important. Meeting houses will be built and institutions of learning established." Paragraph 2, page 13, "With humility and love, the workers make deep impressions." Page 17, first paragraph, "That is good." Paragraph 3. "I am glad of that statement." Page 20, last paragraph. "Frequently, this matter has been presented to me in this way. If humble workers will carry the message in great humility, the power of God will set home the truth to the hearts of the people. There is danger of getting out of the line of true humility, which God approves and which proves itself. When the workers become confused, let them drop upon their knees and plead with God to make clear the understanding of His truth, and the people will be impressed. If they keep in the line of humility, the angels of God will impress hearts, and they will receive the truth, where otherwise they would not." These words were spoken to me distinctly. I will make the impressions. I will lead men to speak words of great import to the people, and these words will make their impression. There is a large compass for us to work out. The Lord Jesus is imbuing the workers with His Spirit, and with understanding also, and He wants the workers to make the truth as impressive as possible. God will make His word a power of intelligence to the people. Satan will bring every jot and tittle of influence that it is possible for him to bring that will divert minds from the truth. Guard every point so that the people will have no excuse to turn away from the truth, because to accept it requires a sacrifice on their part. If, when engaged in the work, the laborers would drop right down on their knees and plead with God to save these souls for whom Christ died, God would hear, and souls would be won to Christ Jesus.